The only effective answer to organized greed is organized labor. Thomas R. Donohue, AFL-CIO. I'm Kevin Cook, and this week in labor history. Wednesday, July 7th, 1892. During the Homestead Strike, Henry Bower is arrested and sent to prison for 5 years for distributing union-supporting leaflets. At the time, free market capitalist profiteers owned and controlled all free speech. 1894, Butte, Montana Railroad strike of BA&P, and Pullman workers closes Anaconda Syndicate and Parrot Mines. 1903, Mother Jones begins the March of the Mill Children. Accompanied by children, she walked from Philadelphia to President Theodore Roosevelt's home on Long Island to protest the plight of child laborers. One of her demands reduced the children's work week to 55 hours. Thursday, July 8th, 1842. First anthracite coal strike in the nation. Over 2,000 miners take part. 1905, the Industrial Workers of the World Founding Convention concludes. Charles O. Sherman, a former AFL organizer, is elected president. The IWW advocates one big union, organized all workers regardless of race or gender. Notable IWW members include Big Bill Haywood, Mother Jones, Joe Hill, Frank Little, Dorothy Day, Helen Keller, Utah Phillips, and Noam Chomsky. Friday, July 9th, 1917. Federal troops raid the IWW Hall in Yakima, Washington, arresting 24 IWW union members for their anti-war peace advocacy. The IWW opposed the U.S. entering World War I, considering it a capitalist war that wasted the lives of workers while allowing big business to profit. 1935, First Transport Workers Union, TWU, strike, protesting dismissals of six car cleaners at IRT Jerome Avenue Barn who refused a work speed up without an increase in pay. The strike was won, and all were reinstated. Saturday, July 10th, 1894, 14,000 federal and state troops succeeded in putting down the strike against the Pullman Palace Car Company. A total of 34 American Railway Union members were killed by troops who were requested by the company to protect profits. 1917, Jerome, Arizona, 200 men armed with rifles and pick handles attacked IWW union members. Over 135 union men were rounded up, beaten, and illegally deported. Although the Bisbee deportation is better documented, the Jerome deportation of union mine workers was the precursor for what was soon to follow in the land of the free. Sunday, July 11th, 1892, striking coal miners in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, dynamite barracks housing Pinkerton management. National Guard and federal troops are called out, and martial law is established on July 13th. To protect company profits, low pay, deadly working conditions, and end the strike. 1917, first day of deportation of IWW union miners by vigilantes from Bisbee, Arizona to the desert without food or water. Union miners and some bystanders were rounded up, beaten, and illegally deported in order to protect company profits. Low wages and deadly working conditions. Monday, July 12, 1892, state militia move in to break a 12-day labor strike against Carnegie Steel strikers, protesting wage cuts of 26%. Seven workers were murdered by Pinkerton detectives who were there to protect scabs, low wages, deadly working conditions, and company profits. 1917, final day of the vigilante deportation of striking mine workers at Bisbee, Arizona. Authorities sealed off the county and seized the local Western Union Telegraph office to cut off outside communication. Several thousand armed vigilantes rounded up 1,186 IWW union members. The miners were herded into manure-laden boxcars and dumped in the New Mexico desert. Company-hired thugs attempted to kidnap and deport IWW member Jim Brew, who fought back and was shot and killed. Tuesday, July 13th, 1989, nurses Local 1199 go on strike in Seattle, Washington. 1995, Detroit newspaper workers begin 19-month strike against Gannett, Knight Ridder. The strike was to become a lockout, which lasted 4 years. This Week in Labor History is compiled by Kevin D. Curtis. For KBMF, I'm Kevin Cook. Good day.